time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Just fine. Cold. Freezing. 8 degrees?
8 degrees.
Well, welcome to winter. It's finally gotten here.
It's going to be really cold overnight, it sounds like, so yeah, prepare. Well,
at least we didn't get the snow. As you travel further north, if you're doing any traveling this morning, you're heading further north, you're going to run into more and more. I've got a call this morning from Ray, our spotter up in Harlan, and he said they just got a dusting overnight, just a trace of snow, a little bit of flakes blowing around. But as you start to move further north, you see more and more snowfall overnight, and for some of those folks, that'll continue here for, into today anyway. So if you're traveling in that direction, be prepared just in case. Brett's in this morning. He didn't have to travel that direction.
No.
Straight east, huh?
That's right.
Pretty much. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Good. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, sometimes these winter months can be the most unbearable time for allergy sufferers. We would like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating has a large selection of equipment that can help you. From ultraviolet lights that kills mold and mildew problems to Lennox's Pure Air unit that combines an ultraviolet light to an electronic air filter system with a MERV 16 filter. This unit is the best on the market and can really help your home out in cleaning the air and helping you live easier and breathe better. Give us a call for a free estimate in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. I found a study that it was actually done in April of 2010, so it's not an absolutely new study, but the Pew Research Center did a study on teens and cell phones and texting. Got a teenager at home? Well, maybe you already know all this stuff, too. You kind of live it every day, but we see the teens with those, just a big old rubber band or headband or something with the cell phone just strapped to the side of their head would really save them a lot of arm weariness because it's always stuck there anyway. But cell phone and texting, that's just the way that the teens communicate, it seems like, anymore. The Pew Research poll showed 75% of 12 to 17-year-olds own cell phones. I'd be a terrible parent. Not until you can afford one your own will you get a cell phone. You'll get one the day you can pay for the whole thing, the phone and the service and everything. 75% roughly of 12 to 17-year-olds own cell phones. That was about 45% in 2004, so you see how quickly that's all grown. And the phones are just, they're indispensable tools for those teens. According to the poll, about 72% of all teens, or about 88% of teen cell phone users, are also text messengers. And that's way up from a few years ago where it was barely half of those who had them. And what it boils down to, it's a good thing that a lot of the cell phone plans that you have unlimited texting.
Yes.
It wasn't too many years ago that you were paying for every text message. Like, can you imagine if you were paying, say, like a quarter for every text message you sent or received? I mean, you'd have to go to the bank before you pulled your cell phone out of your pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be just incredible. But text messaging daily, and maybe you see what your teen does. Maybe you don't pay much attention to it anymore if you have an unlimited plan. Most folks would pay very close attention to it when you had to pay by the message. But they say that about half of the teens send 50 or more text messages a day, which would be about 1,500 texts a month. And that doesn't even seem like a lot.
Like a lot to me.
Well, the way they're always using it doesn't seem like a lot. They say 1 in 3 will send more than 100 texts per day, or more than 3,000 in a month. And, we've all heard the stories about somebody's cousin's friend who sent like 15,000 of them in a month. And you can do the math on that, how many per day that is. I mean, you imagine doing 500 texts per day. I didn't even know there was that much time in a day, to be quite honest. 15% of teens who are texters send more than 200 texts, or about 6,000 per day, or about 6,000 per month. 200 a day or 6,000 a month. Boys, it says, typically will send and receive about 30 text messages per day. Girls, well, they're a little bit more of a social creature, apparently. Girls will send and receive about 80 per day on average. they must be sending them to each other because they must not be sending them to the boys. Otherwise, the boys would be catching up. Teen texters ages 12 through 13 will typically send and receive around 20 per day, 20 text messages per day. Now, older girls who text, they say, are the most active. 14 to 17-year-old girls will typically send 100 or more messages every day. That's over 3,000 a month. But while many teens are avid texters, they said a substantial minority are not. One-fifth of teen texters, that's about 22%, send and receive just 1 to 10 per day, or maybe 30 but up to 300 texts per month. What's wrong with those kids?
I think they're normal.
Those are the ones, I guess, that don't have a lot of friends. I don't know. I don't get that. They say that girls often will fully embrace most aspects of cell phone-based communication better than boys. They say girls will typically send and receive 80 texts per day, as we mentioned, to the boys, 30. 86% of girls text message friends several times a day. About 64% of boys do the same. 59% of girls will call their friends on the cell phone every day. 42% of boys call friends each day on their cell phone. Remember when we were children? I know that's hard to do anymore, but remember when we were children? And it used to, I mean, it was a rich family that had a phone in the bedroom, a teen line. Remember teen lines? We always, you'd look in the phone book and you'd see the main phone line, and underneath you'd see teen line.
Hey, we had a party line. You had to wait for somebody else to get off the phone.
Yeah, no kidding. Moving along, my daughter's got it. What did kids do back then? They must have pulled their hair out.
My dad had to self-feed, and there was a lot of times that he couldn't even get on the phone because a neighbor was on their line and they would talk. Have to tell them to get off the phone.
No secrets in the neighborhood.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know, it was, I mean, you had a phone in your bedroom? Holy smokes. That's just, I mean, nobody, who had that, you know, that was a luxury. But yeah, now it's, everybody's got a phone in their pocket, so it's all different. Well, they say girls are more likely than boys to text for different social reasons, to text privately and to text about schoolwork. 59% of girls will text several times a day just to say hi and chat. About 42% of boys do that. 84% of girls have long text exchanges on personal matters, and they say 67% of boys will have similar exchanges, and about 76% of girls will text about schoolwork. About 64% of the boys will text about schoolwork, too. Now, that always brings up the ultimate conflict, too, for the parents, when you start factoring in parents. Some parents will exert some type of control over their child's mobile phone. They might limit the uses, check the content, perhaps use it to monitor the whereabouts of their children. In fact, the monitoring where their children are is, many times it says, one of the primary reasons that parents will get a cell phone for their child, just kind of keep track of them. My mom used to come out on the porch and yell our names when it was time for dinner.
Yeah.
Nowadays, the cell phone just starts buzzing in your pocket. Oh, time to go home. It's dinner time. They say 64% of parents will look at the contents of their child's cell phone. Do you do that? 62% of parents have taken away their child's phone as punishment for some sort of bad behavior. 46% of parents will limit the number of minutes that their children may talk, and 52% will limit the times of day that the children can use the phone. 48% of parents use the phone to monitor their child's location. And they say that parents of 12 to 13-year-old girls are more likely to report most monitoring behavior. And limiting a child's text messaging does relate to lower levels of various texting behaviors among teens. They say these teens are less likely to report regretting a text that they sent, or to report sending any kind of, naughty stuff that you shouldn't be sending. Teens whose parents limit their texting are also less likely to report being passengers in cars where the driver texted behind the wheel or used the phone in a dangerous manner while they were driving. And then, you know, you run into the issues with schools as well. You know, schools have been just thrust into the cell phone debate a long time ago, actually, when they started putting cameras in cell phones. That immediately became an issue.